last installment of the Fat Loss Fundamentals Part 3. We're going to be talking a lot more about training. So Part 1 was much more about the fat loss mindset. Part 2 was much more about the number one rule of fat loss, which was calories in versus calories out and why we can't escape it. Part 3, training, right? So we're going to get right into it. Not going to waste too much time, so here we go. So training, how often should you train? The reality is that you don't actually have to exercise to lose fat. If you controlled your caloric intake, which we talked about in depth in part two, and you have sufficient protein in your body is capable of losing weight without exercising at all. So if you are a person that, you know, isn't ready to start exercising, or you're very, very unfit, and you know, you're struggling with actually moving a lot and doing all of that, you don't need to do that to start. I personally think it's a very good idea, but I'm here to report facts. And the facts is that as long as it is, you know, calories in versus calories out is equated and we're working that out, then we don't necessarily need to exercise. Now, in saying that, why is living a sedentary lifestyle the biggest cause of obesity? Why is that the case? Now, the less you move, the less calories you use during your day, which is important because then if you're eating, sitting down more, you also tend to eat more, right? Because you're just snacking and you're just constantly eating. However, you're also burning less. So therefore, that equation really skyrockets, right? Sitting for extended periods of time is not good for your posture. It causes imbalances, which causes pain, and therefore you lose motivation to move more because of these other things, right? And then also sitting reduces core control, which your transverse abdominis, which is not your six-pack muscles, but it lays underneath and works like a band around. That gets very weak when you're just constantly sitting, and therefore even if you're not severely overweight, it brings on this belly and it looks like you've got a lot of fat there, but it's a weakness of the transverse core, and training that up will instantly reduce the circumference around your waist. So having a think about that, there is obviously a lot of benefits to exercise, and that is why I personally think it's a good idea. However, you don't necessarily need it to lose body fat. Now, exercising will combat all of these negative effects, and it's why I strongly recommend it as a part of your lifestyle. I also believe there's a big benefit from creating a routine where you take an hour out of the day for you, right? I think that having that time where you actually get up, pack your bag, go to the gym, and put on some headphones, listen to your music, and keep your phone away from you is extremely important to your mental well-being. Right? It is why I got so addicted to the gym in the first place. It wasn't the muscles. The muscles came a long time after. It was because I actually enjoyed having an hour completely and utterly to myself. No one can ask anything of me while I'm training. That's my time, right? So learning to love that and learning to love that new time, I think, is important to this entire process of fat loss, keeping it off, and feeling and looking your absolute best. Okay, so it's the 1 hour a day where I take no phone calls, I listen to my music, and no one can ask anything from me. Everyone deserves that time to themselves, and creating a positive routine and habit around your training time during the week has so many benefits. All right, are you training too much? So I train a lot of people that think, you know, they think that once they start a diet, or once they start, you know, getting into the fat loss mindset, that they need to train 7 days a week. So training anywhere between 1 and 5 times a week is very effective. It depends on how you set up your exercise. So in most cases, you do not need to worry about overtraining given you are exercising with proper technique. So if you are, you know, exercising in a way that's damaging joints, ligaments, and you're feeling so really sore in the knees and the elbows, and your back is all sore, then that is not because you're training too much, it's because you're training with incorrect and improper form, or you're doing something that is not great for your particular body right now. Okay, what is more likely to happen in all of this is that you're under recovering, right? So don't think of overtraining as you're doing too much. Think about it as you're not doing enough to help your body recover. You are not getting in enough calories to fuel your training. So if you're on a super low calorie diet and you're doing really intense training, you're not giving your body the fuel to actually replenish, restore, feel good, and, you know, come back stronger than ever, right? If you take care of these aspects, you will be surprised how often you can train and how good you can feel. So I can train 7 days a week, but because my sleep is getting better and it's pretty good, because I'm drinking a crap ton of water, because I'm making sure I'm getting protein in, because of all of these things, I can train much more often than another person, you know, than Joe, who is not taking care of those things. He might train 2 or 3 times a week and feel like crap for the rest of the week, okay? So, as discussed in the calorie slides, we have two options when it comes to training for fat loss. We decrease your total calories, or we can increase your daily expenditure through exercise. So, I would much prefer someone burn more calories and actually move more rather than constantly trying to under-eat, because by restricting the food, you're restricting your social life, you're restricting your food availability on, you know, on the things that you can and can't eat, you know, but when you're exercising, it gives you a higher threshold to what you can afford in your diet. Less calories often means less nutrients as well, which leads to more deficiencies, less ability to recover, more cravings, and more binges, okay? So, types of exercise, right? So everyone thinks, yes, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of resistance training. I think it becomes more beneficial over time. The longer you do it, the better it gets. So, resistance training, weights. Then we have things like running, walking, exercise bike, rowing, hiking, yoga, Pilates, stretching is exercise, sports, including golf. Even golf is an exercise and burns calories. Walking your dog, boxing, skipping, going to the parks with your kids, it is exercise. Bodyweight exercises at home, swimming, it's all going to work in your favor. If you pick up one of these things, you're going to see a better effect from your diet. Okay, now, cardio versus weights. For the general population looking for fat loss, weight training and cardio is going to be extremely beneficial, both of them. Right, so for the average person, there is much more nuance as you get to higher levels of competing in bodybuilding, where you need to be very, very strategic on what you do here. But if you're just trying to exercise, I would definitely recommend getting both in, and you know, finding out the mix that works well for you. They should work in unison and not do either one exclusively, because weight training doesn't necessarily burn a lot of calories. You will burn more calories going for a moderate intensity walk or run. So if you are someone who is trying to hold as much muscle as possible, if that is important to you, you don't want to lose a gram of muscle. You're trying to put on as much muscle as possible, or you're trying to get as strong as possible, then you should limit cardio, right? If that is your number one goal, so that is not someone who is probably listening to this right now, because if you're trying to tone up, or you're trying to do these other things that you talk about, then that's not your main goal. Your main goal isn't to hold as much muscle as possible. Your main goal is to lose body fat. So that is not who I'm talking. If your main goal is to build as much muscle and get thick and strong and jacked and stuff like that, then limiting cardio is a good idea. Now, if you're trying to get fit, get toned, or lose the body fat, or the belly fat, or make your clothes fit better, then you need to do a combination of the two, okay? Weight training, however, is much harder to convince people that you need to do it for fat loss, but it needs to be something you get more comfortable with and will help you with so many ways in the long term. So, here's some things that I want to clarify. Weights will not make you bulky. I'm talking specifically for women, right? You need to eat a crazy amount of food to come out looking like, you know, do you know how long it's taken me just to get to where I am right now? And I'm a little bit bulky, but I'm, you know, it takes years and years and years, right? We're trying to build tone and shape and things like that. And that's going to happen first before you get extremely bulky, okay? Weight training is much more applicable to real life situations. So by getting your muscles stronger, right, and by actually moving in that way and lifting heavier weights, you're more aligned to things you're going to be doing in day to day. So by going, you know, walking or playing with your kids and things like that, strength training is going to get you better at those things, and it's going to make them feel easier. So I think they're important. It increases your insulin sensitivity and increases your ability to utilize the nutrients you're giving to your body. Okay, this is an important point because when you stimulate a muscle, when you go and do bicep curls and you really burn them up, and what you're actually doing is that burning sensation, there's lactic acid and blah, blah, blah. But essentially what you're doing is you're depleting the glycogen inside the muscle, which therefore needs to be restored, which then increases your insulin sensitivity, which is a really good thing for fat loss. So it is an important part of it. Without weight training, and especially if you're very overweight, you probably have a degree of insulin resistance, where even when you're eating sugar and eating carbs and things like that, your insulin isn't working the way it's meant to. So therefore, it doesn't effectively remove the sugar from the blood, and then it gets turned into fat a lot easier, and it's a whole messed up situation. And weight training can help that a lot. It improves your muscle mass, which improves your look and increases the total amount of calories you burn from your BMR. So the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn at rest, because as you've probably heard, you know, muscle burns more than fat, right? So the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn throughout the day, therefore the better it works for you. And lastly, you feel stronger, which helps in an unimaginable way in the long term. So when you feel strong, when you look strong, when you're in the gym and you see you pump and your muscles look all full, that's when you look your best, and that is going to increase your motivation tenfold. It's going to make you want to go back to the gym, because when you finish, you look better than when you started. So you get addicted to going to the gym and exercising, which is therefore going to build your calorie expenditure, and all of these great things are going to happen. So I implore all of you, if you haven't tried weight training before, find someone who can sort of take you through some of the basics and start to learn about it and start to get better at it. It is important, okay? Training considerations. So for most people, training between 1 to 5 days a week is ideal. Try finding days that you can keep consistent and then train them every week. So if you know you're going to have more time on Mondays and Thursdays to train, make sure you just start there. Just only train on the Mondays and the Thursdays. Don't try and turn this into a 5-day, you know, thing when you're working until 9 p.m. on a Wednesday and you're like, and you get all feeling guilty because you didn't go, or, you know, you try and squeeze it in somewhere. Just get consistent, right? Monday, Thursday, you know you got some time. Make sure that happens very consistently, okay? Focus on progression. This is a big one. Being able to train more often, perform more exercises with less pain, getting stronger and getting fitter are all things you should be aiming for. So just getting better, just constantly asking yourself, am I improving, right? Am I getting better? Can I lift more weight? Am I feeling more motivated to get into the gym? Can I perform exercises better? It's all great stuff, and it's all progression, and it's all going to show in your body in the long run. And in the early stages, focus on what you enjoy, rather than what you should be doing, right? Yes, I am sitting here and saying that weight training is, you know, preferable, okay? However, if you don't enjoy weight training, don't do it just yet. Build the habits on what you love and what you enjoy. Then think about, once that starts to work for you, and then you will want to do more. The longer you do this, the more you will want to learn, the more you will want to, you know, experiment. And that's when you want to start to look at other stuff. But now, when you're first starting this journey, I want you to find things that you personally enjoy, okay? Don't try to out-train a bad diet. Cardio does burn more calories than weights. However, this shouldn't be the focus of your training. Yes, you do burn calories when you exercise, but if that's the only reason why you're exercising, to burn calories, then it's going to be very short-lived, okay? Control the fat loss with your food and calorie intake, and focus on the most beautiful things about all forms of training. So focus on the other stuff that makes you feel good about it. You know, for me, when I weight train, it has nothing to do with burning calories. I don't do it because I'm trying to get 300 calories out of my weight training session. I'm doing it because I love the feeling. I'm doing it because I love that feeling of that sensation of burning in the muscles. You know, I love that feeling of going to the gym and just having that time for me. I love that feeling of seeing progression of getting stronger, right? I'm doing it for those reasons, not because it burns calories. Use an exercise as a bonus to losing fat, not as the main driver. If you don't learn how to track your food, you'll never be in control of your weight loss journey. Training hard is still very important, and I personally believe that training intensity plays a big role in transformation, but losing weight should not be only because you're training hard. So what I'm saying there is, when it's more of an anecdotal thing and it's more of a correlation thing, but the people that train intensely, the people that actually work up a sweat and, like, you know, go hard when they make that time for training, and, you know, it's not just a jump on the treadmill for 20 minutes and just stroll along and then, yep, I've done my exercise for today. You know, the people that go on there and actually push themselves and try to progress themselves and get better as a person and as an athlete, always tend to have the better bodies. It's just anecdotal, but I do believe there's something to it there. So learning how to actually improve that and improve your intensity given at that exercise. So on paper, fasted training is a good idea to aid in losing fat, although the evidence shows that it's only a small benefit to fat loss. So, you know, when you think about it logically, you think, look, if I don't have any food in my system, so I don't have the energy already running through my body, and then I go and train, therefore the calories have to be made from somewhere, therefore I should be burning it from my own stores and losing body fat. It makes sense. Right? It makes sense when you hear it like that. But when they actually do the studies on this stuff, it shows that it's only very minimal, right? So I don't, just because you missed out on training in the morning doesn't mean training later in the day isn't going to do what it should do, okay? You can train at any time and you will still get the effects that we're after. So keep that in mind. And then focus on the big picture. Put your effort into the things that will actually provide you the most return on your investment. So understanding your food intake, doing exercise that makes you feel good, and staying consistent over longer periods of time. On the other side, I've got benefits of weight training. So increased strength, increased insulin sensitivity, better posture, increased blood circulation, regulated hormones, it's time for yourself, it creates structure and routine and better movement patterns, and increased muscle mass equals increased calories burned. So have a little think about that. Okay. Now, this is one that I talk about a lot, and you know, I really want to spend a little bit of time on this, right? Which is picking your battles, right? I get a lot of conversations with people who, you know, ask some really funny and really detailed questions. You know, like, for example, what's better, white rice or brown rice? You know, what protein is the best protein? How many reps should I do on this exercise? Is fruit bad if you're trying to lose weight, right? When you're thinking about those questions and we think about all the other parts that we've listened through so far, and we know what we know about calorie intake and exercise and blah, 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 they don't make a lot of sense. And so you're picking the wrong battles and you're asking the wrong questions. You're looking at those 1% changes because, look, yes, though there is answers to those questions, right? I'm not saying that there's zero difference between white rice and brown rice. Of course there is, right? But not enough. You're focusing on the 1% things. Focus on the 80%. Focus on the things that's actually going to move the needle so that you're going to get closer to your goal faster. So, you know, 2 to 4. So on the other side there, I've got the 80% things that, you know, you should be thinking about when you start this fat loss journey. So 2 to 4 separate meals each day, less snacking, right? Do that first. Before you're asking me about white rice or brown rice or what protein shake you should take, just pick a protein, right? And then go 2 to 4 separate meals each day with less snacking, right? Start walking as much as possible. There is no limit as to how much you should be standing up and moving, right? You can walk all day long, right? So start moving more. Optimize your sleep in whatever way you need to. 8 hours is as many nights as you can throughout the week. Start there. Before you ask me if fruit is good or bad, get more sleep first and get your 8 hours, okay? Perform exercise you enjoy at least twice a week, right? Before you ask me whether weight training is better or cardio is better or the rower is better or the Stairmaster is better, just exercise at least twice a week and more, up to 5 times a week, before you ask those questions, right? Then get a blood test. You know, that can tell you a lot. Your blood doesn't lie, right? It will tell you if there's something going wrong with you, with your thyroid, your liver, your blood, lipids, all of these things. They are important to all of this, and I am simplifying a lot of this, but this is the 80%. So get a blood test. I like to use this thing of earn your carbohydrates. So as I was saying before, if you're sedentary, you don't need as many carbohydrates as someone who is weight training or intense exercising, right? So earn them. When you're going to have a high carb day, exercise so that it has somewhere to go and you improve that insulin sensitivity, and do more things you actually enjoy. If we start to follow some of these rules, right, and we get these right, then those other things don't matter anywhere near as much, okay? I can go ahead and answer those questions, but I would be doing you a disservice because I'm going to make you think that though that's the important stuff, the 80% is the important stuff. Getting your meals right, moving more, getting better sleep, hydrating, water, performing exercise, knowing more about your blood tests, burning your carbohydrates, enjoying your life. Do this stuff first, okay? And do it for a long time. Do it for 6 months and see what happens, okay? And those things aren't hard to do. So the other stuff, it throws you around and it doesn't work the way that you think it will. So get the 80% right first. And lastly, one of my favorite sayings that I've been saying for years now, consistency is the key. No matter what method you do, no matter how much of this keynote you actually implement, if you can't be consistent. So does that make sense? No matter what method you do, no matter how much of this keynote you actually reset. All right. So basically what I'm trying to say there is you can do all of this stuff that I'm talking about here. You can watch all three of these parts and go ahead and, you know, do it for the next week. But if you don't get consistent with it and you don't do it for long enough to allow your body to start making these changes, then you're not doing yourself a disservice, okay? You have to be consistent. You have to get comfortable doing this for long periods of time. So you've got to find ways that you actually enjoy doing this stuff. So I don't mean perfect every single day, but creating principles and habits that become your new framework and feel almost effortless, right? So for me now, it took a long time for training to feel effortless to me. It took a long time for me to just have kangaroo mints sitting in my fridge, and I can just have that at any time because I know that it's what I need for my body, right? It took a long time for me to get there. So it's about just implementing little things day by day and getting better at them, okay? Sustainability is the single most important factor. Most people who lose weight gain it back within 12 months. They did a study, it's true. People who lose weight gain it back within 12 months because you haven't changed your lifestyle. You have only changed it for a short amount of time, and then you go exactly back to how you were, and I promise you, the weight comes back on very quickly. So you need to think about that as well. If you go back to your old habits, you will go back to your same weight that you were before. It will happen. Accountability is also a massive factor in this. It doesn't have to be with a personal trainer, but there needs to be someone who won't bullshit you when you go off track. So look, I do think I wouldn't be a personal trainer and a coach if I didn't see the benefit in having one, because it does provide that accountability. I'm giving away all of this stuff like for free. I want to educate people so that they can actually do this stuff on their own. However, if there's one thing I've learned about myself and a lot of others, we all know a lot of this stuff, and this is the real end of the, this is the end of the page, and this is the slide that, you know, it all comes together, because I'm not really telling you anything that you shouldn't already know. This information is out there. I'm not the first person to talk about this stuff. This stuff is being spoken about every single day by people much smarter than I am, okay? But what I know is that actually being accountable to another human being, so a personal trainer, a friend, a gym buddy, you know, someone who is actually making sure you're on track and you not wanting to let them down, is a very, it's a very easy way to get all of this stuff right and do it right for a long time. So find someone who you can be accountable to long term, and I promise you the results will be tenfold, okay? Then lastly, let's start by getting a perfect day, right? How are you going to get to where you want to if you don't even know what a perfect day looks like? So get, track your food once. Track your food once, one day. Go to the gym once. Do it for that one day. Drink your water, get your sleep. Find out what a perfect day really feels like, right? And then once you've done that, you have the framework, you have the baseline behind it, which then can turn into a perfect weekend, and then a perfect week, and then a perfect month, and then all of a sudden you have this momentum that therefore going to improve your day-to-day life, right? It takes time, it takes sacrifice, but the most important, like, if this is something that's important to you, and you know your weight is holding you back, and you hate looking in the mirror, and you know, you just don't, you don't like yourself and where you are right now, then you have to understand that to do this and to follow all of this, you know, it's going to take time and it's going to take sacrifice, right? But if it's a priority, then I promise you it will be worth it, because there's no better feeling than, you know, just seeing that change within yourself and knowing that you're coming out better and stronger and fitter and faster, and all of these amazing things start happening when you start taking care of yourself, all right? That is it. Thank you so much for listening to me talk about all of this, right? I hope it helps. I hope you have gotten something out of this, and you know, you can start to implement some of this stuff. Like I said, I know this stuff isn't, you know, this, a lot of this stuff is old news, and I hope that a lot of you know this stuff already. But I think it is important to reiterate and to, you know, actually explain and listen to it, you know, and be able to hear it again and again and pound it in so that it all makes sense in the long run. So thank you for listening. Thank you. And yeah, please let me know if this has helped. All the stuff, my information is down the bottom here. So let me know what you think. Thanks, guys.